Good morning. My guest this morning is Cynthia Leung from the Sonoma County Museum. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Roland.
We are talking today about the Dia de los Muertos celebration, which is happening at the museum. Is that correct?
Yes.
October 24th, which is a Saturday, starting at 2 and going through 5 in the afternoon. So what's going to be happening there?
Oh, we've got all sorts of things planned. We have crafts for the children, and we're going to have face painting Day of the Dead Mass and on their faces. And we are also going to have some Aztec dancers from Danza Mexica, Anahuac, and also we will have some drummers from Native Resistance. And we've got some larger-than-life traditional Day of the Dead puppets.
I've seen those.
And they're actually right now sitting in our exhibition.
Uh-huh.
And hopefully we'll have some volunteers to bring them to life on that day.
Right. You can't really bring those life-size puppets or near-life-size puppets into a celebratory situation without people really wanting to try it out.
Yes, you think that they would definitely come to life.
I suspect that if you're there, you may find yourself bringing one of those puppets to life.
I probably will.
This is an afternoon-long event.
It's in conjunction together with our Dia de los Muertos exhibition that is upstairs in the History Museum right now.
And what does that look like? How is that set up?
We have several community altars that have been set up. And we've had some help, of course, from La Puente at SRJC, which is a bridge program for students going to college, from families where – for them, this may be the first child going to college and getting a degree. Then we also have La Raíces Collective, and they've made an altar, and also Oaxaca Tierra del Sol. And they've all made altars in their own interpretation, as well as we have some other artists like Mari Uribe and Peter Perez who have contributed their art to the exhibition.
Well, there's a number of aspects of the Sonoma County Museum that are relatively new, really. So you kind of are making it up as you go along. And certainly here in Sonoma County, to make it up, at least a lot of it, relative to celebrations of the Spanish-American community is a good way to go. It's something that that isn't well represented culturally in Sonoma County as yet, but it's going to be. It will have to be before all that long.
Well, I really think Day of the Dead is becoming celebrated outside of Mexico quite a bit. And here in California, a lot of people have adopted this as their own holiday, so to speak. It's an Aztec celebration that occurred in the summertime and that got changed over to November 1st and November 2nd because the Catholic priests who were trying to convert everybody decided to mix the two with mix that celebration together with All Souls Day.
Right. And we can make it look a little bit like that.
Yeah. And just like it was mixed back in the 1700s, it's getting mixed up now. We have a lot of people who are not really Mexican descent who are enjoying celebrating this holiday. Well, it's not exactly a holiday, but this time period as well.
Right. Festive day.
Right. Besides doing this on that Saturday, it's really for our museum visitors, anyone who wants to come. It's our usual admission. Regular admission is $10. Seniors 62 and over are $7, and children 12 and under are free, as well as museum members. It's a great time to discover the museum, and the Contemporary Art Museum will be open as well, and you can see the new exhibit there, which is called The Sculpted Fiber, and that's very exciting as well. And you can get to see two exhibits as well as enjoy the festivities.
A phone number for information?
Area code 707-579-1500.
Thanks, Cynthia.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.